Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, let's do this. Okay. Is that five successes? With no willpower, even. I rolled a 10 and not one.
Amazing.
Yeah. I know. We are out here. We're bouncing back, fam.
The highs and lows of fucking dice rolls this fucking game have been impressive.
Okay.
Jesse. With five successes, you are able to push through and push deeper to the next level of the bunker, AO. However.
Oh, don't say that. I don't like that.
I need a perception awareness, specifically and only from Jesse.
Whoa. I'd like to use a willpower.
Difficulty of 8.
Okay. Please. Okay. Do you guys know being polite to your dice works? That's 6 with the willpower.
Okay. You get a look at the next level of the bunker for a fraction of a second. Enough time for a mind mage to pick out details. But it's a blink of the eye. And then you feel something oddly familiar.
Oh God, don't say that.
As you realize you have triggered a keyed, paused time spell. How many mind words did y'all have on Jesse?
14.
Okay. You feel something reach back along the line of connection. And feel as if something is trying to pull you out of your meat suit.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Did you say it's a time spell?
Correct. Wait, it's a time spell in the sense of it was keyed for a activation pause, similar to what you just did.
Can I unravel that by interacting with that detail, or is that...
Give me one second.
Do I need the spirit part? I'm sorry.
For another flash, the mind of Jesse is somewhere else.
That's pretty normal.
Damn.
And all around you is a scene of horror.
No.
There is like a church type building in front of you, wherein the walls are constructed entirely of human corpses.
And this is being projected. So enjoy the show, everyone.
And then you blip back to yourself. As the wards drag you back.
Jessie's dropping it. She's dropping the vision after that one.
Did they just send you to hell? Or show you hell? That's fucked up, man.
I don't know. I didn't like that.
Astoria.
I do believe that was the intent.
Intelligence. Enigmas?
The inside of a coal, maybe?
What diff?
Starting diff 8, it is spirit related.
That only matters for a cult. It's the only one I've got a
That's right.
Specialty in. Can I add my library dice?
Yes.
That is those as well. Diff 8.
Yep.
Dice on the floor. Dice on the floor. Okay. Let's have my 10 not betray me this time. So that is 4 successes and then reroll.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Oh my god.
Okay. Still says 4.
Okay. 4 will do ya. If you had to guess, and you can because it's something you know a lot about, what you just saw was almost certainly the Atrocity Realm, which is a realm of the Near Umbra, that reflects all of the awful things that have ever happened in history to the nth degree. When you walk across the ground, it is blood mud. And your footsteps fill with maggots as you go. Like, if any structures that they are basically made of corpses and skulls and such things. Everywhere you go, if you spend time there, you see more and more atrocities. And if you yourself have committed a bunch of atrocities, you get to relive those. And basically the only way, well, often the only way out is to submit yourself to the atrocities that you yourself have perpetuated.
So essentially it's the Christian hell.
Pretty damn close.
Okay.
That was a gnarly ass spirit mind correspondence time spell intended to skull fuck anybody that got far enough into peeping into this bunker and yeet their psyche into the Atrocity Realm.
Oh my fucking god.
Narrowly evaded by the fuck ton of wards that y'all put up beforehand.
Like you fucking do. Okay. That is... That is a pretty... What quantities of each of those spheres would that require? Is that something that I would know?
Essentially,
I'm trying to figure out if this is the mage that I am scared of, or if this could be someone else.
Time 4. I believe mind 5, because you're not projecting yourself, you're ripping someone else's psyche out.
Time.
either spirit 3 or 4 to be able to go that deep. And correspondence probably 3 or 4 because it's an area ward.
Okay. Him, that's gotta be him.
So Jesse triggered the big ward. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, Jesse set off the
big ward. Are you okay?
She is visibly shaken on the couch, like 1,000-yard stare.
Astoria pulls a small piece of chocolate out of her bag and offers it to Jesse.
Jesse does not take it. She does not move.
There's
that noise. Is she okay? Is she in there?
I'm here.
Thomas, you started to say something?
I was going to say there's going to be a semi-transparent Chase sitting next to her and just attempting to reassure her that, you know, he's not going to let somebody take her brain away.
They almost put me there.
Not going to let him do it.
That was a lot of bodies.
It sure was. But I'm not going to let him do that to you. Chase kind of looks around at the rest of the group. Do we have what we need here?
Ben, question. Is the tracking still going on?
No.
Okay.
Boom rested.
Ooh, kill him.
Got him. Please tell me all 10 successes went into nuking one poor bastard. just the head mage suddenly looked back and went, no, as he like got forced blasted apart. For your records, usually ag damage from prime stuff does 2, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I hurt somebody.
You probably killed somebody.
Ah, they're fine. I'm sure they're the bad guys.
They are the bad guys.
If you did kill somebody, that would be very useful.
Or I killed the only innocent mage, and I killed a hermetic. Oopsie doodles.
Just some guy that was looking in on like, hey, we live here sometimes. Why are people looking at us?
Right.
Dead.
Ah!
Boom! Just paints the walls.
I like to imagine it was every movie depiction of a landmine where the pin drops when you know, not when you put your weight on it, but when you let it off, because that's how landmines are supposed to work.
Only the bouncing Bettys.
Yeah. The ones they use for people. No, but yeah, Tiernan feels a little bad. Tiernan's also going to throw his entire personality into figuring out something to calm down Jesse now, so.
Answer to Chase's question. I guess? I mean, it's so much worse than expected.
I don't
love that.
Well, we know they're there. And they know vaguely where we are.
What?
They were tracking us back.
That ain't good.
Like, they don't know us directly. And hopefully, Tiernan bombing their person helped with that misdirection of it not being Kirkland, but if they come looking for who are the mages in this area.
Yeah.
So
we just handed them where we at.
In exchange for information in a way, yeah.
I don't love that. I'm sorry, I needed to know. I get it.
Well, now we know, and now we can do something about it.
Can we?
Yeah. We don't have a whole lot of other choice.
I think we need to know if there's more than just the ones there, but...
Around that time, Jessica comes galloping down the stairs with Nina in tow. Okay, Tiernan, she rode back with me. The rest are on their way as quickly as they can get here.
Phenomenal. We missed the exciting parts, but there is definitely some goings-on, and it's not going to be a bad time to have everyone here. Benji, I put a message in Roll 20 of Tiernan's making tea. It is clearly magical tea to anyone with the perception to pay attention.
Okay.
He's using a tass as a pestle. Or is that the mortar? A.K.A. I'm stealing another task, by the way, Sting.
I'll mark it on the sheet.
I have not gotten super familiar with how you want charms and such to work. I think I used the right spears for that, though.
I mean, in that context, that's more just using the soup as like a focus more than it is the making it into a magical artifact. We've done magical soup and tea and stuff in the past.
Well, then that.
Yeah, cooking as a focus is very much a thing that we've done before, so that's, yeah.
It's more the herbs and whatnot for Tiernan, mm-hmm. but you catch the drift.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Alweka has distinctly used that, and I believe Astoria has as well to some degree.
Yes.
Oh wow! Shit.
Also, has been feeding magic tea to people.
Yeah. Olaipa is affected. Is like half Dreamseeker, half Urbina. So,
that's specifically the enchanted one's going to Jessie if she needs to zone the fuck out. I think the criteria on there was right. It will not put you to sleep, because I know that's its own issue sometimes, but take the relaxing.
Yeah. She takes the tea.
Olathe, since it seems to be really in your wheelhouse, do you have a good way to check that they're not going to keep looking? Or do we need to go do some wards before they react, before we're ready?
Well, I can work to lock down the wards around us. Focus maybe a little more on deflection. But I imagine they're going to be a bit curious about the area. They stopped now. Or at least they were stopping.
They're probably licking their wounds for a little bit, but
yeah.
In the grandiose spectrum of putting up real defensive wards, that's not a lot of time.
We probably need to put some time wards around here as well, because they can just look back.
Benji, I'll focus on that part. That is to the whole gang.
And you and Jesse might be able to work well on that.
I'm gonna make the executive decision to probably let Jesse rest. If she wants to, because, you know, that's the deal sometimes. Sure, but...
I mean, do I have that luxury right now?
Not really.
Then I'll do it. Let's get this over with. I want to go home.
Many hands, light work. And Tiernan and his gang of jolly idiots are going to create some scenes that don't have Astoria in them and weave them into the timeline.
Okay.
I think that is just time 3. I think. I've not done this ever in a game.
That's real wiggly. That's, I think that might be time 3.
It is. It feels like manipulating time, but not in the timey-wimey, I fucked it up kind of way. I am literally looking to create, like, little loops, not including most of the gang. Just including my people. And, like, a version of this where we're hanging out in this place. It's got some hermetic stuff, so it's believable. Side note for everyone else, the grand plan is if we do this right and they do come looking here, they might just think a gang of hermetics was a false flag.
Thickening the walls of time is a time 2 effect.
I am replacing them.
Yeah.
I want to tear out the drywall of what happened here and paste up my own. We're running around, you know, Stellus is crafting over there and I'm woodworking with Mistara.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Do you don't think that's gonna have them sending a recruitment party? You're hermetic.
I do.
Oh.
Unless that sounds particularly out of taste.
Jessica grins kind of savagely.
I'm still trying to save... And he looks at Astoria for a second. The good ones, air quotes. The only way I can find them is if I'm in there. Or one of my people is in there. I have no problem blasting mages that were going to probably start blasting us outright, but save who you can, you know?
Filtration.
Are you going to be a fucking mole?
He looks a little regretative at this part. I don't want to know I'm a mole. And then I set on Chase. I'm a terrible liar.
A bridge we can burn when we get to it, yeah?
I'm just a terrible liar. They'll let us in.
I can go in if that's what needs to happen. It's not my first time being a hermetic.
If you don't mind putting it in a... of my memories and a bottle off to the side.
Yeah, I'm
glad to go in with you. I'd like those back at the end of this.
You might even get them back.
And, Olathe, yeah. If you want to blend into these tattoos, and Tiernan shows some of his, like, arm. And create a backdoor portal for you all to join us later.
I think we could do some work on that.
Chris is coming up with the wildest plan right now.
Yeah, Jesse looks dumbfounded by this idea. This is so fucking off the wall, as far as she's concerned.
Very dangerous.
We were part of it.
But if
the story we need is Astoria's out there with a bunch of rogue mages. We met them once. They planted this crazy warding while we were looking the other way because we thought they were friendly. And we even felt some of it, or to whatever degree you need. I think calling us a false flag is probably the easy option, as it doesn't mean we have to scorch ourselves and all that.
Do you mean blue on blue?
I don't know what blue on blue means.
Friendly fire?
Yes, ish. We don't know about them. They just tracked it to us. If they come investigating, we were working here, and then those runes went off on the wall that we thought were blessings. They were very well hidden. Wink, wink.
You have to wipe my... I'm not going to be able to hold that lie.
I don't think we're going along with on that.
I think you put a back door, blended into some tattoos here. You all join us when we give a signal.
We are going to have like some time before anybody shows up to investigate. We can nail down that story.
Yeah, this is a basis and an opportunity. I did not see this day happening this way.
I'm thinking it's not unreasonable to convince them that we just have been dealing with the Risen Kingdom, who are fucking fascists and are trigger happy, and we're sorry. Or we could get real Halloween-y about it and make another meat body and say that we had tracked the Risen Kingdom here.
Still don't love that. But they hate Astoria. Whether it be right or wrong, they do. If we play into that, they don't... They think she's scum of the earth, correct? Like, why wouldn't she do that?
They want my power.
Make her the villain. They want her to be.
Well,
that works.
And then we sleuth for a couple days, give everyone a moment to rest for what we can. Find out the people we can rescue, hopefully. Deal with the ones we can't.
I'm in. This is like what I used to do, so we'll be fine. We'll figure it out.
What was that crazy-ass grin, by the way, for Jessica? Is she an infiltrator, like, outright?
Chase...
fall into the spot?
Chase used to be the guy that infiltrated mage parties and then called in a technocrat strike team to get rid of them. Jessica was the technocrat strike team that came to get rid of them.
Oh, we're just doing their actual playbook.
The immediate thing that when you just said you wanted to draw them here was, okay, so we ambush them as soon as they get here and shoot them in the fucking face. That's where her head is at.
Ah.
If we want to lure them somewhere, the quickest way would be to let them know that Seth is gone.
Astoria, how easily can you fake an arrow?
What do you mean?
Again, playing into you're the bad guy now. You're on the offensive because Seth hasn't been here. When they ask us about a... whatever you describe him as, Chris doesn't know, in the past, we drop that golden nugget, and that's why you're on the offensive, because you don't have your protector anymore.
Yeah, I mean... It's the quickest way to get them to come out. They'll want information, everything you've got.
Oh, I'm saying you take out one or two of them and let the rest of us survive. Air quotes.
Okay, hold on. I don't think I'm understanding. Take out one or two of who?
So, we're going to stay here.
Yes.
Chase, me, the other hermetics. We're all going to get our minds fucky, and I'm going to replace the timeline for the area. And then, eventually, they're going to show up to investigate why a giant fucking blast came from this area. We're going to be outside gardening or some innocuous shit. Then, when they show up, you're going to ambush them. You're going to take out whatever your priority target in that group is, and then you're going to let the rest of us go.
Okay.
The only issue I'm seeing with this is that we lose the advantage of the eclipse.
Unless we go and attack them right now, I think we do that anyway, right?
In a week.
We can make this happen in a week. What's a time blessing, if not that? The convenience of the plan. And then, once we're in, we spend a day or two, case the joint, and next week, at the peak of your stuff, you open a portal on our back. And we rock and roll.
So, since it looks like we're nailing down this cover story now anyway, do we consider maybe we were actively pursuing Astoria for unrelated grievances? And we're trying to figure out what we should do about that ward after we fucked that big guy up.
Theft
and murder.
Thank you for coming to our aid and popping that ward. Pretend we don't know that the dude's dead about it. Just, I don't know if you did. Thanks for popping that ward. We were trying to figure out how to get around it. We lost her, but we think she's somewhere around here. And then, what, Astoria ambushes them in the woods when we go pretend to look, and we hope that they teleport us back to their homes with them when they retreat?
They're pretty suspicious. You might have to do some work to make that happen.
That last bit is the part that I think you're shooting for there, Tiernan, and I'm...
Thumbs up.
That last bit also sounds like the hardest part. If they're under fire, I have a feeling they might just leave and say, good luck, have fun.
All right, then maybe we nix that part and just be nice, plump, and recruitable.
That feels more realistic.
My dumbass, Chris speaking, just heard the...
I can attack one of your... Well, attack, finger quotes. One of your students, like I'm attacking your camp, trying to steal supplies, magical artifacts. Mm-hmm. Then it's not an attack directly on them. You're going to be like, look, see? They might come after me then, though.
That's kind of what I'm thinking is the opposite end of that problem is, what if they say, oh shit, she's here, teleport everything in quick, now go, go, go.
This is a lot of assuming they haven't already been watching and don't already know that she's here and that we're all involved.
They did try to kill her not far from here, not long after the change, right?
Yeah, like we're making a lot of assumptions of ignorance right now. And I'm not getting the vibe that they're the ignorant sort.
Well, I'm saying they don't know me, and I'm pretty sure he can change his face.
Maybe.
If not, I can.
Yeah.
There's also the believable likelihood that I infiltrated your group and have been hiding here and did something to...
Like, yeah, this is hundreds of years of zealot behavior, right?
600.
Yeah. I'm not going to call them gullible, but they all believe their lineage was destined to kill a baby sometimes?
Yeah.
Tiernan goes, I'm not saying they're going to fall for everything. I think they've got a soft spot for her, though. I'm looking to Benji to try and, like, drop diffs on all our lies by, like, 2 degrees for... Yeah, no, that does sound like the villain thing she'd do. Not telling you how to run your game. Going back to it. That is my goal with constantly being like, a story is an apple. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I don't know, that mech looked kind of like ready to go to me. I'm not an expert, but it looked kind of ready to go to me. I feel like that's something they'd use if they just knew she was here.
Hey, Chase. That's Jessica. Me. You guys have a little more experience with that material than I do. How difficult would that be to teleport?
Almost impossible.
You would want to make it fall into a portal. You can't teleport it directly.
Yeah,
even if it fell into a portal, it still has protections against being moved somewhere else.
It would probably just short circuit the portal.
We experimented with making hit marks out of that material, and it made it very difficult to get them anywhere. It short circuited a lot of our equipment.
Does Jesse know what a hit mark is?
Yes, point, Jesse probably knows what a hit mark is because we've talked about it before.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
That could be part of their problem with getting it here, and also maybe your problem trying to get it back here if you really want it.
Yeah, probably. Also makes it a bitch to control, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I haven't tried moving something like that, but you're saying if it looks ready to go, why didn't they drop it?
Yeah, I mean, it might be that they can't, but
it might be they can't, or that it would do too much damage trying to do so.
Or that they're just hoping we'll go to them because they can't send it to us, and they're like, man, wouldn't it be cool if they did something fucking stupid?
We've never gone to them. It's always been them pursuing us. There's no way that they would think that would happen in their contingency plan of trying to kill me. There's no way. They've got to have some way to move it.
Unless they just, you know, constantly keep someone working on time stuff.
Or like, what are the odds that the person you nuked is the person that was going to move it?
We could hope.
I do not think they're planning for an attack. If you've never attacked them, it's always been on the run.
Yeah.
That complacency and hatred for you again. That's our end, but that makes it a one shot.
Two against all of them. Not the kind of odds most people would attack with.
Yeah, that's why it works. It is an element of surprise.
Visible anxiety as she just grips the tea in her lap.
Have you been drinking it?
No.
Ah. You should drink that. Noting visible anxiety.
Yeah.
Don't finish it if you want to stay awake for this, but
I'm not saying any of it's my favorite idea. I think my favorite is they just go away and stay away. But if we have to fight them, not destroying the town would probably be a preferable way of doing that.
Yeah, I lean towards the not actually having a fake encounter or anything.
I don't get the collateral damage really bothers them.
Yeah, I got a question. More of a request. Can we relocate the families while we're dealing with all of this? Like, I understand that uprooting everybody from home, but like, if we could take them to like the duchy.
I don't think they're going to, like, if they came tomorrow and killed Astoria, let's hope that one doesn't happen, knocks on wood, they would just leave. It feels like. I think if you start moving them, it risks them going, hey, that's against every bit of intelligence we have. Keep them safe.
I relocate my mundane-ass fucking Italian family to the duchy real quick for a couple weeks.
Is that a thing you've done before?
I mean, don't know my family exists.
They either know it's us, or I don't think they're keeping track of all 5,000 people's comings and goings in Kirkland.
Yeah. And, you know, if we send them through a door that's somewhere that's masked, then...
If you're going to move them, you need to put up illusion of some sort.
That... We lost Chris. What?
Oh. Sorry. If you're going to move them, am I back yet?
I think so.
Yeah, you're good.
Cool. If you're going to lose them, move them. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. You need to make it look livable, like it's being lived in currently still. If that's illusions, cool. If that's timey-wimey things, fantastic.
Make what
look if like you that? Start if you start moving people, that will cause radicals to knee-jerk react.
Out of character question. Tiernan knows that the duchy is like another established place where we have allies, right?
He has not been there. You all talked about it a lot.
Yeah, so Jessie's wanting to hide her family with allies.
Yes, I am saying if you start evacuating people, they will. That is the biggest red flag the bad guys can see. Because why are they running? What are they guilty of?
Assuming they know who our families are, but if they know who our families are, then they already know who we are, and this is all a moot point anyway. Yeah.
Jesse,
we could keep it closer to the truth, and a chance encounter with Jesse and a request for aid ended up with the loss of my companion, and I'm a vengeful bitch. They'd believe it.
Jesse looks at the floor.
If we need a more plausible story for why I'm here and why she's moving her family.
Yeah.
If we were moving one family, why wouldn't we move the rest of them?
Because Jesse's family is the one I would hate.
Jesse's lips kind of purse a little bit, like in a sad way.
Well, hang on. I think we're overcomplicating this, right? Because let's take this back several steps to where Tiernan would like myself and him to go infiltrate, right?
Not.
Why does our cover story have to have anybody else involved? We just make up some bullshit that Astoria did that pissed us off, say that we were coming to come kick her ass, and thanks for the help on popping that ward, we were trying to figure out a way around it, and don't even talk about any of the rest. We don't need to work a whole lot into it, we don't need to work...
What I'm saying is if they come looking in this area, and then people start evacuating, and then the stories don't line up.
I'm saying I want to get them gone, like, now. Like, before they potentially visit.
Yeah, and so then...
It's not a they visit, and then we evacuate. It's a we looked, and I am evacuating before.
Yeah, no, all of you... No, all of you just go to the duchy. and come to us from there. That way they don't catch you in the mage scans.
Gives that a... Yeah?
Yeah.
We don't even have to, like, they don't know... Either they know who we are, and it's a huge fucking problem, and this becomes an immediate fight as soon as they show up and none of the rest matters. Or they don't, and if you guys are just there and we tell a believable story here, they don't do a whole lot more investigating because we all blamed it on that bitch Astoria, and they're like, hell yeah, fuck Astoria, and then we're just bros, and, like, it's fine.
I like that plan. Should I start going to get everybody now?
So do you want myself, Astoria, Jessica, Jesse, and apparently the Morts to all go to the duchy?
You get your family. I'm getting my family. We're going through the door. TNN and HP is staying here. What is Astoria doing? Astoria's not coming with us. Because then that's just going to put a mark on the duchy if that's what they're looking for. And we don't have... We're without all of us in one spot in here in the fucking sanctuary, that's going to be really hard to ward.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're still working under the assumption that they don't just inherently know where Astoria is.
Is Astoria... I assume we've had some side conversations at some point. Is she still, like, actually hermetic?
Yes.
Can I ask you to take care of the mundane parts of the caravan? I.e. the caravan?
Yes.
Deal.
If they find me, which they have before, that puts your caravan in danger.
Does Astoria have forces?
No.
Ooh, that makes flying it very hard. You're right.
And I don't think that's going to leave her.
Wander it out into the woods and you use the fact as a sanctuary. Have you been attacked in a sanctuary before?
I've never had one before. The closest thing was the hermetic house in... and then she kind of trails off. A hermetic house. Safe house.
It gives that a nod. That's a sanctuary. If you lock down in there, you're harder to find.
Ben, that...
Hide
that
the people somewhere else.
Brings me to a question I have. How detectable are sanctuaries? Like, sanctuaries, if a group of hermetics is in Kirkland, can they feel it? Or is it not inherently arcane and warding itself?
Sanctuaries have arcane equal to their twice their point value, I think.
So we have an arcane 10 sanctuary, then. Because it's a 5-point sanctuary. Like, yeah. As long as her and Jessica stay down in it, and any other, or all, I guess all of the mages aside from the infiltration group, if this is the route we're going, we should be pretty goddamn hard to find.
For clarity's sake, it is a 4-point sanctuary that pretends it's 3 because it's mobile.
No, our sanctuary.
Oh, that one, yeah. That one we're in, where they're going to find us here in a moment, or in a week, or whatever.
I mean, they know there's a sanctuary in Kirkland. You have a sanctuary as well.
I think that they were pretending that this was their sanctuary that got breached.
Yeah, we did in fact just do all this from this place. If they do any detective work. Well, I don't know if that makes it better or worse to be here.
That's the thing, is because like there's marks of multiple different kinds of mages. If it's just, oh hey, here's a bunch of hermetics, where the fuck are the rest of them?
He gestures to Stellis, Mistara, and Nina, who are all her medics that are here, and will hide some other stuff.
They got correspondence.
Out of character, Aletha met as in the sanctuary is very distinctly kind of Verbena, kind of hermetic, kind of all of the different groups. It's not just a straight hermetic sanctuary down here.
We're going to redecorate. If this plan works, we'll undecorate later.
Then would that work? Or would it not have a resonance difference? I'm not trying to poke holes in the plan. I'm just trying to idiot check before.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and throw out the idiot check here, because for whatever reason, my brain has been very slow to process, but it is just now caught up. All of this is kind of working on the assumption that they're going to do anything beyond, say, oh, you almost caught her, but you didn't? Damn. Well, good luck with that, and then leave, because, like, why would they invite us back to their incredibly fortified sanctum where they're doing visibly not great stuff that they're working very hard to conceal? We probably do actually need to lean into just pivoting and killing whoever shows up.
Points at pile of hermetic tattoos and paraphernalia.
And?
Because people are looking for each other at this point.
Maybe.
They did have a lot of people without the symbols.
So do we.
Maybe they're recruiting.
I think you can talk your way in pretending to be a hermetic. They're looking for anyone they can start with like-minded, because clearly they're recruiting. They have piles of people in there, unless they're sacrificing them. In which case, well, we probably get a couple weeks before we get tanked into some ritual.
I don't love that.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea to look out for. I am definitely saying they are probably want people just like everyone else.
I hope so.
You know, I could do that easy ritual that I do every now and then that goes, hey, Benji, what are the odds? And then I yell entropy and talk about the problem.
I was starting to ask what Jesse's gut says about all of this, which is like one of Jesse's main entropy focus.
You ask Benji and I'll ask Benji, and we'll do it separately in case one of us botches.
Dear God.
By that, I mean, I'm rolling dice if you're good with that, Benji.
Okay.
Are we just barking up the wrong tree with infiltration? Is there better success if we try and drop the mountain on their problems? 4 successes. Assuming diff 5 originally, down to diff 3 for Sanctum 2.
Sorry. Okay.
Inner runs around drawing runes on the walls to make it look more hermetic, like he believes in himself. Because he does.
Jesse is asking a separate question to her gut and God, really. She's going to ping Kernanos on this one and kind of do this as like a prayer, kind of trusting her gut combo. And she wants to know if relocating her family during all of this is the right move.
Okay. All right, Tiernan.
Someone's phone ringing?
No, it's the music change. I'm here for it.
Oh.
I assume it's music anyway.
We're calling the fates.
It's the intro.
God, you are calling. It's me.
It's me, Margaret. So, Jerry.
Oh my God, it's me, Fiona.
It's dangerous as hell to try to sneak in this place. I mean, You know a little bit about Seth and Astoria and how militant they and their particular branch of the Order of Hermes are. These guys are potentially even worse. You know that they have an insanely powerful mind mage who may or may not be better than Chase.
Just suss this out at the very beginning.
Which, who could, if
he did
if
in fact say there, that was mind five, he is better than.
If he is there, he might be. He could probably crack you on sight. If he's not there, you might get away with it. Probably also depends on just how paranoid they're feeling that day. Because that's kind of who they are. they did not choose to hide out in a bunker in the middle of no goddamn where. Because they wanted lots of visitors.
What are the odds of that? It sounds like the odds are poor. I'll start there. What are the odds of that being worse than any other kind of frontal assault or what have you? Because that's where we're at, right? Like, pulling the group chat here. We don't have another way to deal with them other than just keep fighting trickle outs that, frankly, probably get closer to success every time they come out.
Yeah, trying to launch a frontal assault on this is much worse odds than trying to make some kind of an infiltration. If you could sneak your way in some kind of way, it's better odds than trying to attack this thing head on. It was built by mundanes to survive multiple nuclear blasts. Add magic on top of that, good luck.
We just have to hit it with enough nukes.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, here's the new plan. I go and rally the fucking nuclear demons that are at the fucking nuclear plant and send them. Actually not a fucking bad idea.
There are multiple nuke plants near us.
Because
there's Byron, there's the cities.
I am going to raise that as an option. Actually, you said it was a nuclear site, right? Like, multiple blasts and stuff? Like, there's nuclear spirits.
There's two feet
over there at the nuclear plant. We flew over them. It was crazy.
There's a few other nuke plants that were around as well.
We could just try and blow it up.
What are the odds they could turn those spirits if you sent them?
Also, still not trying to kill everyone in there if there's people able to be saved.
If they've all been brought into the manifesto, I don't know that it's going to happen. I guess
we're already working with a lot of unknowns. I am fully. If I can go in there, call it my own conscience, even. If I can go in there and verify they're not savable myself, roast it. But to just create a new... how far away is this place from us also?
Pretty far.
Okay, so put a nuke in it is actually not going to affect us directly in a lot of ways. But yeah, still not the tastiest plan to tear it in to just possibly roast a bunch of innocent hermetics even.
Yeah, Jesse also doesn't like that plan and seems uncomfortable with it, even though she hasn't spoken up yet.
I'm down for it if we can't save them. I have enough confidence in frankly, Chase is... I don't think he's told the truth since I've been here. I'm kind of impressed by it.
Wouldn't you like to know, Weather Boy?
Exactly. I don't even know what that means. If anyone can lie through their teeth until we're successful at this...
If
it means we save a pile of people...
The only time I would be able to do that is on the eclipse.
So it sounds like we need to get in there and find out if there's innocence in there before the eclipse.
Yeah.
And then if the if they're not redeemable, bring down the hammer of justice on them and swap places with us and a nuke. Nuke spirit, sorry.
Yeah.
On that note, Tiernan's going to buy 1 point in correspondence. We have prep time for this, Benji.
Okay.
That's not even a joke. Just
Astoria also is going to need to buy 1 point in... probably 2 points in correspondence in the next several days, honestly, if possible.
I mean, Olathe would be one teacher. Teach them both.
Yeah, Jessie would also like to buy her fourth dot in correspondence, please.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Lots of correspondence.
Or wait, do I? Chase doesn't have correspondence, does he?
No.
And if I'm going to be able to control a spirit from far away, I'm going to need that. Unless I go with it.
You don't want to be with that.
You know.
Slight alteration. Where does... Benji, how flexible do I get to be with NPCs? I might just get them all killed, right? If I go with a pack of NPCs and Tiernan dies, they auto-die.
Pretty much.
I assume. But, like, are they... If we go with the... We're just a small cabal of hermetics on the side of Kirkland, like, are they just gonna get instant outed, or can we just focus on Chase and Tiernan and use them for key parts?
The latter. Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I'll be a little bit bummed out and just fully write them out if you're gonna look at them and be like, the mind guy looks at them, their brains turn to potatoes, and you're outed. It's bold of you that you don't think that's what's gonna happen to you.
Yeah.
Like, if that's the case, cool. Boy, do I have an NPC with correspondence 3 and a willingness to try and pull Tiernan out of places.
Yeah.
Maybe even Chase if we're close enough. if that, like, I'm kind of asking how you would be. I asked an entropy question. I get to ask meta questions now.
Right.
How would you rather me run that? Have the NPC be my correspondence 3 outway, or have them go and be, I don't know, semi-major to the story probably for this arc?
I would argue that you're likely to need a lot of correspondence to try to teleport out of there.
Fair.
So it may not be the worst idea to have one of them actually with you.
Well, only one of them's got core anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe the middle ground is the right answer in that... Nina goes, and I should probably spend her XP before the next session.
Okay.
But I'm also tottering on the idea of, instead of using to level up correspondence, I beef my armor, because it sounds like it might be useful.
So, but I have made a roll.
Mm-hmm.
We are 4 successes, entropy, maybe time. Is it a good idea to relocate the family?
In the event that they do come looking, it is probably better that anybody y'all care about is not in this town.
Yep.
There's a lot of variables here. But if they show up and things go very sideways, a battle between two cabals of mages in the middle of a civilian population is, bad. Let's just say, more collateral damage than the United States Air Force.
Oh, God.
So, like, it's a, there's a lot of if this then things going on there. Like, if they show up, and there's a fight, but, yes, if things go ugly because they show up, you don't want your people here.
Yeah.
That being said, Jesse's not an idiot. And you are just kind of moving the danger zone to the duchy. It's not that hard to track people's families. You've done it. You were talking about doing it more. If they really wanted to track them down, they could find them.
Was that not the theme today?
Yeah. I mean, y'all, y'all looked at that bunker because you already knew. Like, y'all looked for that bunker because you already knew that it was there. The other idea you guys had had was to deliberately track other members of Astoria's bloodline. But, like, yeah, it's, you are at least to some small degree putting the duchy in danger by moving this your people down there.
Yeah, but the duchy's also where they're making weapons and shit, right? Not that that's going to save them, but, like, they've got mages and weapons and armor, and of all of the places that we've got, they're the safest. Right?
Technically, Dot might be the safest.
That ain't got space for my whole ass family.
And importantly here, they can't track your family if you aren't here and being part of the bait to begin with.
Yeah, I don't want to do that because they check me once and I'm gonna fuck that up.
Exactly.
Also, they probably just gotta look at your pattern.
Yeah.
The follow-up to that being,
shit,
if we're gonna go ahead and attempt the sneaky breaky option, that obviously means you don't go, but then if we do decide, all right, let's teleport everybody in there and get them, either option A, we win and it's resolved, or option B, I think the most likely part is we lose, Astoria's dead, they've gotten what they wanted and don't really give a shit about tracking down the rest of your family. Because option C, of course, is if we go in and we lose, there's not really much that we can do to protect your family anyway. So I'm still kind of just leaning with everybody just goes to the duchy while Tiernan and I attempt to infiltrate.
Yep.
I think the plan, regardless, should be you go in, get whoever you think is savable out, which I disagree with you categorically that anyone there is savable. And then I blow it up anyways. That kind of facility, if anyone is left, they will go back and they will start over.
Yeah, fair.
I mean, as long as I have the chance of trying to save people, I deal.
They're stellar I'll liars. Help. They pretend to be benign, and then they
do you know any of their faces?
Some.
Give me those. Or give Chase those, because I think, again, I think he can actually hide them.
So while they play Little Hermetics, getting ready to be taken, we go visit some nuclear facilities?
Yep.
Oh, I don't know which one sounds worse at this point.
Certainly not something I never planned on, but...
Ours is worse.
Don't run into that mage, Chase. The mind one?
That's the plan. The more we get into this, the more concerned I am about even a heavily brain-altered Tiernan coming along.
You could just...
Let me
blow it up.
Do you know who he is? Like, you know his face and everything, right?
Yes.
I mean, I can just form a blessing that says you'll never cross paths with him, and then you have to keep me next to you.
Yeah?
Can you check? Can you just humor me? Our likelihood of success if we just blow the facility up.
Benji, would that have fallen into frontal assaults?
No, actually.
Deal. Would you like another roll?
Sure.
Can Jesse make a separate roll for the same thing just in case one of us botches?
Two sec, which I think is enough for just minor.
Four yeah. sec.
What are the odds in it?
You're not entirely sure why, but you're getting a 0% success chance rate of blowing it up.
I say that. Both of us? Yeah. Separately?
Yep.
So, Tiernan and Jesse walk to other sides of the room. Magic for a moment, and then turn around separately.
Jesse doesn't even leave the fucking couch. Her eyes just roll back, and then they roll right back forward, and she goes, nope, not happening.
Tiernan's doodled across an entire wall at this point with arcane runes and the sword.
Should you look and see what the odds of any of them actually being savable are?
Benji.
That's really wiggly.
Two more successes.
I love being able to hear Sting dying in the background.
I can't even understand what he's saying, honestly.
Yeah,
I'm coming through the wall. I just asked that
question, and Blue made a noise like he just started laughing his ass off.
No, he was making little sleep barks. He was sleeping, and then Sting woke him up with his laughing.
The cadence was perfect for him just ha 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 ha. It was the perfect cadence.
You ruined his wolf sweet barks.
I know, they're so cute.
Well, he's fine.
Poor little guy.
So the answer isn't explicitly yes, but a little bit of no.
Yeah, it comes down to, like, are any of them new recruits? Are any of them that really dedicated to this cause? Are any of them, like, not mages at all? Because that's almost certainly some of the people in there are not mages. Because you saw a lot of folks running around in there. There's a lot of variables, and it's like, how do you approach them to convince them to defect? Can't, like, what kind of conversation do you have with them? It's just, there's too many variables to know for sure.
Yes, but in the picture of like, there are some yeses possible.
Yes. It is
really and truly most of it
possible that you could convince some of them to, some of the people in that bunker to get out of that bunker.
Like between Tiernan and Chase, conversationally even, I'm not thrilled with it, but if the timeline says save them and then convince them they were bad people, if that's reality and that's what's easier and better, deal. Oh, saving people unethically is still, I mean, we just dealt with this. Looked at the last arc. Do you save people unethically? Sure. It's the apocalypse. Call it a day.
I think that every person we attempt to save is going to dramatically increase the likelihood that we end up dead.
Not untrue either.
And you're,
Benji, what are the odds these people are functioning as a giant cult?
Not zero. It's, I would note that you did not see the hermetic symbology on any of them. Like, the cult that you're dealing with in Belvedere, everybody in that town is wearing that corn emblem. There's like, just going off of what you saw, a good educated guess is that you're dealing with something not dissimilar to what you've got going on here in Kirkland. If a little bit more, the mages are in charge, and they've got mundanes to fill out their ranks a bit more. That's not a cult. That is a cooperative organization.
Disciples, even, but not the cult with a capital C.
Correct.
Okay.
Blowing it up doesn't work even a little bit.
Sounds like Tommy Wimey shit plus convincing a spirit to turn on him. They did send how many spirits to come back and look at us? A lot. Yeah. A lot to find answer. I didn't need the fine, the finer point.
How do I do this? How do you want to do this? Astoria, give me a flat wits check.
What if?
Wait, hold on. Does Astoria have any mind magic at all?
Yes.
Give me a mind one roll.
They warded it against the ideas of frontal assaults.
6, 6, 9, 10, 4.
Okay. When you guys flew, this is mind one for perfect recall. When you guys flew over that nuclear reactor in Western Illinois, and you scouted for Balefire elementals, which are the nuclear banes, which are typically found hanging around reactors.
Mm-hmm.
You found a few, but and I'm doing this because I don't imagine y'all remember this because it was a throwaway moment. You found a few, but the ones that you found were fading away. They were extremely weak. And it seemed like their grasp on the material plane was incredibly tenuous.
Fade it out.
The target episode, were those not also Balefire demons?
No. No. Those were garden variety fire elementals.
Okay. So that...
Oh, you guys went to Target?
They had like a little bit of something...
They had something extra.
A little bit of something holy involved.
Or at least we talked about Balefire Demons in conjunction with that.
I believe it was speculated that they might have been Balefire Elementals, but they were fire elementals. They were spirit, because that was...
Also, are we confusing Balefire Demons with Atomic Elementals? Because the Atomic Elementals are the ones that are, like, specifically listed in the book as being drawn to reactors and whatnot.
It's possible that I'm combining the two in my head.
I think
here's the real question. Hey, Benji, did they stop existing?
Almost certainly.
Hey, there we go. Just so we don't argue about pedantics, we can do that in the after show. Just hands up. I get you, man. It's hard to remember everything. Yeah. I can't do it for a week.
The point being, the last time you guys laid eyes on any atomic elementals, they appeared to be dying.
They're trying to go out with the bang.
Okay, hear me out. Spirit Bomb Arcadia Part 2.
Whoa, buddy!
Out of character suggestion.
Did you say the N-word? You're mages? Like, did you just suggest a hate crime?
Yes.
Literally, yes.
Victoria hates them.
Just a slight genocide.
Benji, I know what I'd do in your shoes right now.
Astoria's a bad person.
I know exactly what I'd do.
Her family for like hundreds of years. That being said, I'm gonna have to figure out something else, because if the nuclear thing's not gonna work, then we need a backup plan that blows them up still.
I'm living for the fact that Astoria is this dedicated to detonations.
Demolition. She's been around Jesse too long.
Have we tried blowing it up?
I mean, okay. Maybe we fucking get the fire spirits, like the ones like Hellfire, who knows? Like, burn the fucking bitch down. I don't know, but that facility needs to be destroyed, and an explosion is the easiest way to do that.
Could we send, the Nexus Crawler?
No, 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 we are not letting that thing out.
I'm pretty sure if a Nexus Crawler eats a pile of mages, that's not good for anything still.
No, if that escapes from the area that it's in, it eats the world.
Oh.
Benji, do you like my suggestion?
I take it back.
I have the thought, too, Elaine. I have the thought. For a split second, I was like, Nexus Crawler? No.
I mean, they're not that dangerous.
Yes, like they are. You shit your pants last time we saw it.
Yeah, because I'm not 30 werewolves, but like that's something that 30 werewolves can handle, I think.
Do we have 30 werewolves?
No. That's why I'm scared of them. That's why I'm terrified of them, because we don't have 30 of anything.
Don't throw my brother into this. We're not exactly. Sticking with bears.
That's true. He might not show up on time.
Bitch.
It's true, though.
I'm just going to start laughing.
Werebears are not known for their punctuality. Especially not in the winter. Because they're sleepy.
It's okay. Me too, girl.
Little known fact. Winnie the Pooh was a werebear.
With the right light and matter magic, we could bring the mountains down.
Yes. But
like, it doesn't guarantee they're gone.
So, I'm catching...
Have a Nexus crawler in a ring.
Jesus. Okay. Bringing the mountain down can easily be undone with time and matter. Like, the point of the nuclear explosion was to primally unmake things, essentially, and that's not as easy to undo. Not impossible, but very difficult.
Have I mentioned that I hate all of this?
Yeah, me too. A
couple times. I'm not enjoying this either. There's a lot of these paths that say I kill a bunch of hermetics.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there again. Just figured I'd say it again. I hate this.
At least we're looking now and not when they send the fucking mage killer after us.
Ain't on the way now.
All right, I'm sure. Ben, is there an obvious answer we're stupid and missing?
Oh, yeah. Don't you have common sense?
No. Fuck, are you kidding me?
It's only been said about five times today.
None of us have common sense.
Common sense is a real merit.
If you listen to our conversations,
we're going to get the same thing we got from that stupid fucking prison where it's just like, just go away. It'll be okay. It'll come to fucking haunt you in your dreams later. And then Astoria gets to be Gil-Gold, and another of my characters gets to be fucked up by that.
Oh my god. Okay. Right,
sorry.
In fact, that was my suggestion to Benji.
I hate you for that.
I messaged him and said, Astoria, hate begets hate. Astoria Gil-Gulls herself to explode her avatar on them.
I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't have correspondence. Maybe I just fucking walk that bitch in. We go out together. I get a new character. Number three.
Spiritual seppuku. Okay. Like, rallying your forces and making an attack on this place is not impossible. It's just likely to be expensive. The other thing that you guys are genuinely missing here,
oh, thank God.
Is your secondary plan for this was to try and figure out where all these people are. Your assumption to this point has been that they're all in that bunker. You do not know that to be the case. You do not, in fact, know that any of what was getting thrown at you actually originated from that bunker. You know for a fact that the effect that tried to brainfuck Jesse was a keyed pause effect, which somebody could have parked there 50 years ago and fucked off. You know there are mages in that bunker. How many are in that bunker or how much of their organization is actually even there.
Maybe this is a good time to say, hey, Aletha, remember that time I sent a quintessential rip back into whoever was looking at us? That probably left a pattern. If you, like, want to, like... he makes binocular eyes. Follow that, because that probably... What are the odds we didn't VPN, so they didn't?
We can try and look.
Thanks, Benji.
There's the reason I asked. I was like, you know, we're really deep in the weeds on we gotta hit the fucking bunker. What if we just, you know, said we got people with mind and entropy and just idiot check this bitch?
For what it's worth, I think we have to deal with a bunker at some point. I think that's the implication of it existing.
Yeah. Very specifically, yes.
Or it's just supposed to be that background threat.
There's a reason that Benji has continued to remind me of its existence.
He enjoys your anxiety?
Yes.
If we kill all of the people in it, we could have the bunker.
Not if you put radiation in there, but... Go off, Queen.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
Well, you know what I mean. The equivalent.
All right.
We put a Nexus crawler in it.
A worm in a can.
A look to chase.
What about a worm in a ring?
Or a little bit of mind warding?
Smoking a pancake?
Bipin' a waffle?
Mind warding.
A dick in a box.
Oh, shit. five successes.
Huh? Where's my vape? I need weed.
Five suck worth of mind warding on Aletha.
And five of my own as well, so that's 10 suck of mind wards. And three suck of I want to track that spell of Tiernan's.
I basically did say, I don't need correspondence, I just need your primal path.
Exactly. Yeah, that didn't go to the bunker.
I knew I was so fucking stupid.
Tell me it went to Chicago. You know you want to, fucker.
That fried some mook in Hoboken, New Jersey.
New Jersey!
Nothing good ever came from... That all life is going to say is nothing good ever comes from New Jersey.
Blair.
God damn it.
Because, like, Aletha, or is Aletha is in the Mindlink, isn't she?
Yeah.
New Jersey.
No.
Out loud, she's going to be, nothing good ever came from New Jersey, and then she's going to share that information.
Bitch. Which part of New Jersey?
He for sure was the guy casting the spell, right?
Hoboken? I don't know, it's New Jersey. Does it matter?
Look at his corpse a little harder. It's probably full of quintessence.
You atomized that guy.
Fine. How much? What's the radius of the explosion of all his quintessence?
You made a mess.
I didn't, specifically, I think.
You made a magical mess.
I'm sure it's terrifying to see.
Here you go, look.
Yeah, it is basically...
Slightly proud of himself.
It is basically a scorch mark, like, and the house that he was in is also a scorch mark.
It's not a part of New Jersey that Jesse needs to care about, right?
No one cares about Hoboken.
That's quite the state to choose.
It's because it's New Jersey and no one cares. Yeah, it's barely over Ohio.
Hoboken is part of Jersey City. It's directly across the street from, or directly across the fucking river from, like, Manhattan. There's a lot of mages in that area.
Oh, I probably upset someone with that.
Assuming, of course, like, a lot of that, the population of New York is very dead right now.
Aletha, scrub that when you come back.
That's like less than an hour from Jesse's hometown.
Right. But like, it's a fucking metropolis. There's a lot of mages there. It's probably not in
New York. But also, like, you can get across Jersey in like a little while too. It's not a very big place.
Four stuck of scrubbing it as I pull back from that.
It's very unlikely to be in any way related to Jesse, other than just it is New Jersey.
Thank
the
God.
Point being, these people are spread out.
Okay, that's actually the worry that I had, because you remember, like, at the very beginning of the campaign when we found out that Vinny has a girl and two kids?
Yep.
And they were back in New Jersey?
Oh, please let me have vaporized some morts by accident.
Surprise! Ma was a...
Please tell me I killed one of Vinny's kids with that?
Hell yeah.
Ma was a hermetic before she fell down the Nafondi path.
Hey, Jesse, Vinny's got one less kid now.
Well, you blew up the whole house, like...
I've literally never met his kids, so...
I just love the idea of that conversation.
Jesse found out that they exist when you guys found out that they exist.
Tiernan's just existing in a... Well, I can do that, I guess.
Yeah.
That's neat.
You fucking atomized somebody from halfway across the country.
On one side, neat. On the other side, fuck.
Sorry to derail. I didn't know if this was one of those, and we're bringing that back from way back then, you know?
I wonder how bad the paradox would be if we just did that to the rest of the bloodline other than Astoria.
I mean, at prime 5, I'm pretty sure you can just do, like, I think that requires prime 5, life 5, to start attacking someone's bloodline.
entropy. That is very, very large entropy magic.
I'm sure you die to paradox demons before anything, too.
Yeah, to curse someone's bloodline is, like, entropy 5.
My bloodline's already cursed.
Yeah.
I don't want to curse it, I just want to blow off all the living.
That would be a what was considered a catastrophic disaster curse, yes.
Oh.
Shouldn't
have did that.
It would also, yeah, the amount of paradox that you would accrue would definitely be a major problem. Okay.
Yeah, you'd really have to deal with some of that prime 5 magic to deal with that.
Yeah.
Which, like, you know. Not saying no.
That said of the idiot check, the bunker is heavily fortified. Some of that, some of those people are in that bunker. Not all of those people are in that bunker. There are ways to work on fighting these people without launching a direct assault on that bunker until you have greater means to try and tackle that bunker.
What if we just take someone over and send them back to the bunker? Someone already trusted.
There we go.
They don't screen them?
I'm sure they do. But better than us.
Jesse, like, raises her eyebrows and I eat. Okay.
You can puppet people, right, Chase?
Yeah.
It's just too casual about some of that shit.
Isn't the first fucking thing you said about this fucker? He might be better than me. And then you, she points at Astoria, responded with, he is?
I said he's almost as good as me.
And then she said he is. Are we fucking real right now?
She's wrong. I'm better.
I mean, infiltration doesn't have to be getting them in the door. It could be checking their memories. It could be taking codes. It can be doing any number of things. And no matter how good that mage is, I don't think he can keep track of all of these people every single second of the day.
That.
Unless he's a guy in a room and that's it. But I've never met a mage without more ambition. Or wait, however I phrase that, but right. Mages are ambitious, they don't do that.
You tried?
I did my best.
He's a monster. He goes out and gets his hands dirty. He's not a man in a room.
Yeah.
So I just won't run into him and it'll be fine.
Then that blessing sounds like it's more useful than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Astoria, is that a blessing you're just on board with?
Never seeing him? Yes, absolutely. Well,
sounds like we should just
kill him. We do need to find him eventually.
Benji, one more timey-wimey look down the roadie.
Out of character, can we just do a blessing so that none of those people ever come near Astoria? She just never runs into any other members of the family?
I think the curse is probably story-level overriding on that, buddy.
I mean, the curse isn't that the family's going to try and kill her. It's the blessing/curse of Artemis.
Yes.
Which is just the power being within her and, like, all of that. Technically, the family's not a curse. The family's just greed. Unless I'm misunderstanding.
The family is an enemy's flaw.
Yeah, so, like,
it was technically on Seth's sheet, but it is
for both of us. Just buy it off.
I can't. It was on Seth's sheet, technically.
I'm being a smartass. I'm sorry.
Man, what if we just did, like, a 40 success thing of we don't run into them.
It costs experience for it to work. That's the actual answer.
Make all of them forget Astoria ever existed.
Just they can't go near her. They don't know. They'll never find her.
A curse of catastrophe every time you see her.
Casual time check.
Yeah.
back to the meeting next week.
Maybe everyone has a little bit of time to fucking, like, brainstorm, I guess.
This would actually be a decent thing to brainstorm a little bit in RP chat, if y'all would like to do that. At the very least, throw some ideas out over the course of the week.
I still like Infiltrate. I think a spy series is fun.
You do also have somebody in... I mean, you actually have more than one person in your party who are...
genuine infiltrators?
Specialized operatives.
I'm not opposed. I will say the only thing is I think we have, like, half the party just sitting out for a long period.
That.
Yeah. I'm fine with watching. Story-wise, yeah, Jesse would want to take the Morts and be somewhere safe. Like... this is spooky as hell. Okay. I'm cool with, like...
the safest place is spectating.
It gets organizationally wiggly, but it would not be impossible to have two parallel storylines for a minute.
Okay. I'm also cool with being uneventful with Jesse.
If that is the direction y'all choose to go, I can make that possible.
Yeah, I mean, mostly it would be a lot of prepping and... building shit while we wait.
Benji, do you have to get up at 4:30 in the morning?
Not right? Tomorrow.
Like, okay.
No, I thought like,
it's next week.
I was gonna say I
to get up early.
Before everyone disappears on that, I get home at 6 sometimes on Mondays.
Yeah. Actually, I don't have to do that next week either. Hold on. Actually, it's going to be a minute before we need to change the schedule. Okay. Because...
I mean, we can figure that out after session.
Yeah, we can wrap the session here. Everybody have an XP. And I would encourage a little bit of RP chat. If not that, then some... throw ideas in the chat to figure out where we're going next. Because y'all have some options. Spitball, come up with something.
Yeah, I'm good with RP chat. I just
come up with something other than Astoria suicide bombing this with her avatar.
Are we at 180?
Look, I came up with a great idea.